proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have an exciting teaching for you today. We're teaching on the subject, understanding our divinity. Understanding our divinity. Now, you know, you listen to that, and you say, now, what does that mean? Oh, boy, let me tell you, it's one of the most powerful teachings in the church today. It's a teaching on understanding who we are in Christ and how to act like it. You remember the time when Peter was in the boat with the disciples and Jesus came to them walking on the water? Here's what Peter said. Peter said, if it be you, bid me to come to you on the water. And Jesus said, come. And Peter got down out of the boat and walked on water to go to Jesus. Let me ask you, when the last time you walked on some water? Praise the Lord. You see what I'm getting at? I'm saying that Peter switched over from his human side to his divine side, meaning that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. The whole idea of righteousness means the nature of God coming and taking possession of you. Get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Let's get ready to go up. Let's go into it. It's called understanding our divinity.
Jesus was both human and divine. And that same thing, as we look at it in our lives, is that same concept is going on inside of us. And so I began to kind of do some research on that. I listened to a tape and I heard some teaching on what that thing, because it was something that I wanted to teach on. I said, now this is the time to teach on this. Because we're coming into a time where the Bible talks about in Ephesians chapter 6, coming over there with me, if you will. Ephesians chapter 6. And look at verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So we're coming into a time now where evil forces are loosed. I mean, forces that really hadn't been 1,000 years ago loosed in the earth, but now being loosed in these last days, and where wicked shall be more wicked than ever before, and the operation of iniquity will be on another level, and these demons being loosed from hell to keep the sons of God in bondage, and these forces are looking to control. The Bible says the spirits that talks about the according to the prince of the power of the air that now work in the children of disobedience. That these rulers of the darkness of this world are coming to devastate the destinies of men. They're coming to rule the atmosphere. And our battle is essentially going to be spiritual. Well, if we're just leaning only toward the human side, how are we going to fight a spiritual battle? So what is happening is, therefore, this is going to require a spiritual approach to the operation if we desire certain victory. So the people going to be under influence of this spirit. I mean, they're going to be like under remote control, that these spirits are going to be telling them what to do. You're seeing all kinds of crazy stuff happening out here today, and you're trying to figure it out. That's them demons in operation. So there is a spiritual dimension that the sons of God are going to have to rise to. And these demon spirits are causing people to get strange habits, are causing depression, causing crazy thoughts, and causing mood swings. You can feel all right one time and then swing off in another mood. That ain't nothing but a demon spirit. But see, because God's people have been leaning all on this divinity or this human side, and really we've not been taught much about this divinity or the divine side of us, that we can lean over to this other side and take control of those environments, then we haven't done it. But those days are over, because we are in the fullness now. We're coming up into a time now that we are going to rule this earth just like God's plan for us to do. Say amen to that. Amen. The man is getting up. And look what it says. Come on over here with me over to Mark's Gospel and chapter 4, please. Mark's Gospel and chapter 4. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mark's Gospel, chapter 4. Now, this is an account where Jesus told him to go to the other side. Look what it says in verse 35. And the same day, when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship, and there was also with him other little ships. So they took Jesus as he was in the ship. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. Asleep on a pillow. Who was asleep? That's the human side. And they awake him and said to him, Master, I'm putting it in my own word, don't you care we're about to die? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a what? Great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have, come on, no faith? Now, he could only say that to them because he expected them to take care of it. Don't wake him up. You take care of it. Come on now. You don't need to run to him. You take care of it. If it's going on in your house, you can take care of it. Say amen to that. He didn't say pray to him and get him to move the mountain. It says you speak to that mountain. And look what it says next. This is interesting here. Verse 41. And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, what manner of what? Man. Underline it, man is this, that even the wind and the sea, come on, obey him. Isn't this interesting? What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? What happened? Jesus, tapping into his divine nature, now all impossibilities are excluded from his life. When you, oh Lord have mercy, I see I got some teaching to do here. Let's look at one more place. Let's look at Matthew's gospel and Matthew chapter 14, please. Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14. Look what it says here in verse 22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. Lord, have mercy. And boy, when Jesus prays, something's going to happen. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. Look at me. You see, you are actually much bigger on the inside than you are on the outside. Are you following what I'm saying? You see, your flesh has been trying to hold your spirit captive. But we're about to get a breakthrough. We're about to get you to walk in the spirit. Glory to God. See, you just got to have faith in it so you can make the connection, see? Hold on, let me keep going here. And look what it said here, verse 27. But straightway Jesus said unto them, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered and said, Lord, if it be you, bid me to come to thee on the water. Boy, that's Peter something else, ain't he? And he said, what? Come. Come. Jesus told him to come. Now, let me tell you something. If him walking on the water was against the will of God, you couldn't have gotten Jesus to say, come. Come on now, I'm talking about identification with divinity. See, we don't identify with the natural side. People get sick and run to the hospital and so forth. I ain't got nothing against that. Or people have some problems and run over here to this and go to some ungodly accountant trying to figure out their accounting stuff. Hey, wait a second, I don't have anything against that. But you realize that you're separate from the world. You're in this world, but what? You're not of this world. You're not of this world. God wanted it so that you wouldn't have to go to this world for nothing but to get them saved. I want you to say something. I'm not coming down on the world, but I'm saying this, that we've been leaning so close to the world until you'll learn something on Sunday and go back on, you know what I mean? It go back and forth, and haven't been getting anywhere. Right. But what we're going to do is we're going to first let you know that you ain't like them.
Right.
You are not only human.
That's right.
We got to get you acquainted with your divinity.
Yes.
When you do, there'll be no impossibilities in your... Things are only impossible for you because you're still looking at them from the bottom up. Let me tell you, the Bible says you are seated together with him in heavenly places. When you look from the top down, everything is possible. Say amen to that. There are no financial impossibilities in your life. God can take you out of debt overnight. Not only take you out of debt overnight, he can make you a millionaire. Now, this is a long ways from listening to them sad songs. Come on now. What you need is you need a word that's going to bring you into contact with your divinity. Boy, when you have it, let me tell you, you walk on another level. Ain't nobody tell you nothing. Tell you when they told me, and these are not the people who are over there now, but the other people who were at the city, they said, you know, some people came back and told me, said, Pastor Winston, you know, I think they really don't want a black man to have that mall. I said, who are you talking to? I'm so identifying with my divinity that you ain't even talking to me. See, come on now. How y'all follow what I'm saying? I know my skin color. I ain't got no problem with it. But see, that I'm not bound by my color. I'm bound by the word of God. Y'all with me? The devil is a liar. So he's trying to get you. See, if you don't have no revelation, he tries to get you to go back to your old, you know what I mean? What you used to be. You ain't what you used to be. Any man that is in Christ is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things. I'm going this way. I know some of y'all say that. Well, they won't let no black people move. Hey, what that got to do with it? He said, in Christ there is neither Jew nor Greek. It is neither male nor female. There is neither black nor white. Let me finish this. Verse 28. And Peter answered and said to him, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come to thee on the water. And he said, what? Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was what? Afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, what? Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said to him, O thou of little faith, wherefore did you doubt? So now, we're seeing that this divinity is a revelation, that the enemy is after the revelation of your divinity. So let's give you some things here now that can support your understanding of your divinity. Let's go to 1 Peter in chapter 1, please. 1 Peter chapter 1. Oh, you might be in the world, but you're not of the world. Take it from me. Amen. You are different. Now, I know when you got born again, you know, you sing those songs. I looked up my hand looked new, and I looked up and my feet did too. No. If you had false teeth before you got saved, you probably got false teeth now. But my point to you is that we have some things inside. Come on now. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Being born again, what? Not of corruptible seed, but of what? Incorruptible. Incorruptible what? Seed. Now, just read the thing. We're born of incorruptible seed by the what? Word of God. All right? So we were born by the seed of the Word of God. Coming over to Luke chapter 8, please. Look what it says in Luke chapter 8 and verse 11. Now, the parable is this. The seed is the Word of God. I said the seed, come on, is the Word of God. All right, let's go over now to John's Gospel and John chapter 1. John chapter 1. You see, we're the end time church. We're coming into the fullness this year, Because God is raising up an end time army to deal with the devil, and that we're going to come out on top and show people what God is really like. Look at verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. Well, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1 that everything produces what? After its kind. That means a cow produces a cow, a horse produces a horse. Okay? Here he's saying that you and I were born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God. Now Nicodemus came to Jesus in John chapter 3 and said, hey, said some things to Jesus, how can you do these miracles? He said, you must be born again. He said, wait a minute, you mean second time come out of my mother's womb? Now wait a minute, notice what he was relating to, the natural side. See, you're not coming out your mother's womb no more. What you are right now, that's what you're going to be. Are you following what I'm saying? Pretty much so. But what's going to change is the inside. The inside is going to be born again. So there's going to be a new person on the inside. And that person is going to be born again by the seed of the Word of God. Now, how are you born again in the natural? You were born again by the seed of your father. Now, you may not know who your father is, but you had a father somewhere. Okay? All right? So you were born, you had to have a seed from the father to fertilize the egg in that female to be born again. The same thing in the spirit. You got to have a seed from the father. And the seed is the word of God. Now, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word what? Was God. So if I got the word, I got God. If I got God, I got the word. Well, the word is seed. And if I got seed, I got the word. If I got the word, I got some seed. Now, what I do with that seed is I'm born by that seed. And that seed is the word, and the seed is God. So I'm born by the seed of God, and every seed produces after its own kind. So God is producing after his own kind. So whatever's in God is in the seed, and whatever's in the seed is in me.
Praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, that's called understanding our divinity. Now, in these lessons of divinity and understanding it, we're talking about this subject of righteousness and how it means not just the way you act, but it's the way you're made. It's the nature of God. And if you have the understanding of the nature or how you've been made and what's inside of you, it's amazing how it'll change your actions. And a lot of times what people are trying to do is they're trying to change their actions, that's holiness, without really changing their nature or without understanding their nature. And that's a tough deal, folks. And I've seen it. I've seen people trying to do that and become legalistic and almost mean as a rattlesnake. But when you've got the righteousness of God and understand God's nature, the nature of righteousness, the nature of faith, the nature of love, all these forces that are coming out of that new nature, then it's amazing how it'll change your actions and you'll act right. Well, we're going to teach you how to do it. The address and phone number on your screen. It's this tape series called Understanding Our Divinity. I want you to order it right away. You will not be disappointed. This is one of the most powerful teachings I think I've had the privilege of teaching. Understanding Our Divinity. Well, this is Bill Winston. That's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
Do you know who you really are? Do you understand what you really have? Do you have any idea of what you can really do? Stop living your life with limits. Take advantage of your rights as a child of God. It's time that we understand our divinity.
You ain't what you used to be. Any man that is in Christ is a new creature. All things I pass away. Behold, all things. I'm going this way.
In this new series by Dr. Bill Winston, you'll learn that you were born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed by the Word of God.
You got to rise up and know that you are the righteousness of God and that you've got a nature of a ruler. And you got something to say about this entire earth.
Order Understanding Our Divinity today, and Dr. Bill Winston will explain why God's nature is inside of you to act just like Him, why faith is established by righteousness, how you can awake to righteousness and sin not, and much more.
Righteousness is not the goody-goody way you act. That's holiness. See, righteousness is your nature. If you know what your nature is, it'll make you act right.
To order your copy of Understanding Our Divinity, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. We were created in the image and likeness of Almighty God, and He desires for us to understand our divinity. Order your copy of Understanding Our Divinity today. While in the Chicagoland area, Pastor Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center. We're located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois, just 20 minutes from downtown Chicago. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We have Spanish translators and sign language for the hearing impaired. A warm seat awaits you at Living Word Christian Center. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. Today's message is available in its entirety on CD or DVD when you use the product number on your screen by writing to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. Next week on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
When you're walking in righteousness, it's not the goody-goody way you acted all day. Righteousness is a nature.
Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Ministers and Missions Conference 2008 at Living Word Christian Center Auditorium. This conference takes us back to the heart of God. Opening our conference on Wednesday evening, it's Dr. Cindy Trim of Cindy Trim Ministries.
Paul said, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe?" The problem with the church is we've got too many believers and not enough receivers.
On Thursday night is Dr. Jorge Lopez from Guatemala, Central America.
You can change everything if you believe in Jesus.
And the conference speaker on Friday night is yours truly, Dr. Bill Winston.
Every one of us is gifted. Somebody want to be a dental hygienist? Somebody wants to be a plumber? These are giftings. These are callings. And one of the ways that you're going to dominate the earth is to perfect your gift.
This conference takes us back to the heart of God. It's the Ministers and Missions Conference 2008, March 26th through the 28th, 2008. For more information, call 866-816-4653.